My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day. I think spring break is now over. The kids are going back to school. Easter holiday was yesterday, Passover weekend. I hope everyone had a great weekend and reality check, back to work, back to life. So I hope everyone had a safe and healthy holiday and that this show this morning finds you all in the best of health. This is the Staying Healthy radio show and I am here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the movers and the shakers and the formulators, the educators and the company founders as it relates to our health and the health and nutrition industry. Today, we have to be more aware than we've ever been in the past. And one of the best ways to be aware is to make sure that you are asking your questions and that you are getting them answered by people who have the knowledge, the expertise, the information, the passion, and the whereabouts to spend time and make sure that you get a full understanding of that information that you are in search of. There's not an easy way to get started on your good health. I think the biggest, hardest part is just deciding to take the first step. You know, when you're working with people that have great amount of knowledge and you're listening and updating your information all the time, it is easier because of the fact that there's many, many different people that are able to give you great information. But like I said, we need to disseminate through the misinformation, through the hear only what I want to hear information, and then the information that actually is true to form and applies to you and your individual life. And one thing to take away from all of these shows that I do every single day and I've been doing for 3.5 decades is realize that not everything is for everyone and that you may have to follow a little bit of a different journey to be able to arrive at the finish line with somebody else that went a different route as well. Because sometimes what works well for one person doesn't work well for someone else. And people will say, well, I don't understand how that works. Well, everybody's coming from a different place. Different levels of stress, different activity levels, inactivity levels, rest, how they deal with their stress, the foods that they're eating, genetics, ethnicity, geographics, environment. There are so many different things that are up against us every single day. So we individually have to make sure that we're asking the right questions so that we can get the results that we're looking for. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I think it's a module, I think it's a platform, and I think it's an amazing place to be able to start your journey, work with them during your journey, and then once you achieve the results that you've been looking for, let them help you maintain, because maintenance is a real interesting thing. If you've ever watched any of the TV shows on weight loss where people have lost radical amounts of weight and then you see them a year later and they gained it all back, is because they failed. They were successful on the journey. But the maintenance is where they fell short. And maybe they didn't have anybody working with them, or maybe they were never ready for the change in the beginning. So what I usually try to tell people is make sure that you're ready for your journey. And then once you've achieved your success and your goals and your affirmations, then make sure that that point in time, you realize that that's a whole new journey moving forward to be able to hold on to your hard work and be able to celebrate the better health that you're in now. And the best way to do that is to make sure that you ask questions once again. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is an icon here in Las Vegas. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they also are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are a fully packed, full-service store with the best of the best in every aisle, great prices, knowledgeable staff, amazing customer service. go in and see what they can do for you and how you can be more successful with great support that you'll get at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to enter your email address at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Start getting newsletters and make sure that you're checking for coupons and in-the-know information, all that good stuff that'll come your way just for entering your email and staying connected. And of course, a thumbs up would be great as well on their Facebook page. Well, today we're going to do a Q&A show. I'd like to do these once in a while to kind of update and, you know, handle some of the questions that do come in and, you know, try to hit a whole bunch of topics all in 1 hour. And sometimes it just works out really well. It just happens to hit on a topic that, you know, a lot of people may be working with right now. And, you know, I think our first question is definitely going to be one of those. Dear Jeff, I live in Las Vegas. I've been here 6 years. This is the first year that I've been really hit with allergies. I had a little bit last year, but this year is awful. Everybody says that sooner or later you'll start getting allergy problems. Maybe I desensitized myself or something happened, but all I know is I'm struggling. I've done everything from the drugstore already, and my wife said to drop you a note because she said she's heard you talk about things that stay healthy to pick up for allergies. Well, you know, there's wonderful things out there. You have to find what works for you. A lot of times people don't read the boxes. They don't read the side effects and contraindications on their over-the-counter drugstore products. You know, many of them will say don't take with thyroid medication, blood pressure medicine, heart medicine, even prostate enlargement, because some of them can actually tighten up the prostate and make it hard to urinate. And you know what we do? We do the same thing we do during flu and cold season. We go to the store, we walk up and down the allergy aisle, we try to find the formula that has the most of our annoying symptoms listed on the box, and that's what we try. You know, and we'll do anything. I did that many times over the years when in a quick fix, and finally I just got myself to the point where I said, you know, if I make my immune system stronger, then I should be able to deal with allergies better. And I went a long time without them. Then I had them for a while. Then they went away for many years. And then they came back. And now they're just so much lighter these days. I don't know exactly what's happening. I just know that it's a pleasure not to be really bombarded. I've had days this time with the winds and things that kind of knocked me for a loop. But I just double, triple what I'm doing. And I get myself under control. When it comes to allergies, number one is stay hydrated. Drink as much water as you possibly can. Try to avoid mucousy dairy foods and sugar. Most of them will produce a lot more extra mucus that either ends up in your head or in the back of your throat or up in your nasal cavities. And when all that mucus lays around, a lot of times it ends up going into infection. And there's nothing worse than a sinus infection or a respiratory infection because of a buildup of mucus. So flush yourself out as much as you can. I'm a huge believer in the Mediterranean diet. I think if you eat at this time of the year, you're eating foods that are not inflammatory and foods that are not mucus forming, and you're eating real food. Because with the Mediterranean diet, you cut out all the sugar and you cut out all the processed foods, the fast food, the junk food, the sodas, and all the mucus, and a lot of the gluten, and a lot of the wheat, and a lot of the things like that that actually are part of the standard American diet. And you're left with a lot of fruits and vegetables and protein and healthy oils. And it's real food, and it does make a difference. You definitely are what you eat. And if you're eating an anti-inflammatory, non-mucus diet, you're going to feel better for it. Above and beyond that, I always recommend a really good probiotic and a good multiple vitamin, a good whole food multiple vitamin. There's plenty to look at Stay Healthy, Garden of Life, and New Chapter, and Mega Food. And these are all really good companies that put out great multiple whole food vitamins. So definitely check on those when you go to Stay Healthy. The other thing is you might want to think about increasing your antioxidants. Things like astaxanthin is very effective. Pycnogenol is very effective. Extra vitamin C, always beneficial this time of the year. And then there is a product out here, and you might have to find something seasonally in your area, but out here in the desert, which will work mostly on things like Arizona, edge of California, Nevada, into Utah. It's a product called Las Vegas Allergy Formula. And I have to tell you, this formula is amazing. The way that I try to describe this is consider it like an allergy shot. When you go into an allergist and they give you allergy shots, they're usually giving you what you are allergic to in very minute dosages to build your resistance. So little by little, they can build up your resistance to where that allergen no longer is a pressing issue. With me, it was bee venom. I had bee shots, allergy shots, most of my childhood. And they finally, after years, got me to the point where they said I could handle one or two full bee stings now and not have it kill me because they built up a resistance in my body by doing the allergy shots. So, kind of like that. The difference is this is a homeopathic liquid that you put under your tongue and you hold it for a couple minutes and then you swallow. And you could do it two or three times a day. I've done it up to four or five times a day on some of the windy days we've had lately. And, you know, some of these windy days have just been brutal. And the thing about wind out here in Las Vegas is the older areas in Las Vegas have a lot of the allergy-based trees, like the olive trees and the fruitless mulberries and a lot of oleanders and a lot of cypress and juniper and Bermuda grass. Those were things that were standardly used out here many years ago. So people say, well, I live in a new area and it's all desert landscaping. I don't have any of those pollens in my area. The thing is, all it takes is one windy day and everybody lives in an old neighborhood. Because that pollen will come over. I don't have any fruitless mulberries. I don't have any olive trees anywhere around where I live. And last week when we had those winds, my car was covered with yellow mulberry pollen. So I don't know where it came from or where it blew in from, but it ended up on the windshield of my car. So that's just it. So you are protecting yourself because you don't get to live in a bubble. If you just stay inside your house, that would be fine. But you're going to go out eventually. And the other thing is when you are outside and you are allergy prone and you have it pretty bad, use all the things we talked about, the diet, the water, Las Vegas mix, vitamin C, a good whole food, multiple vitamin, probiotics, all that good stuff. But then there's some things you can do when you get home so you're not completely bringing the entire environment from the outside inside and then suffering with it all night long inside your house. One of the first things you should do is leave your shoes by the door. You're not tracking all of that pollen that's on your shoes all the way through the house, through the carpeting, and even on the tile and up the stairs and into your rooms and on rugs. And if you sit down and your feet on the couch, you're bringing all that pollen in the house. If you have it really bad, you should make sure that you go right in the laundry room and shed your clothes and don't keep those clothes. Every place you sit, the pollen is all over you. And if you don't think it is, go upstairs and take a shower right away and wash the pollen off your skin and out of your hair. It's just amazing how that stuff just sticks to us. So definitely, take a shower, take off your clothes downstairs. And the other thing is change your air filters as often as you can. You can get a case of really cheap filters and you can change as much as every 7 to 10 days, every 2 weeks. And that does make a difference for the inside air of your house. Because, you know, sometimes we bring so much stuff in with us that it's more unhealthy to be inside the house than it is to be outside in the actual environmental pollen. So just some tips along the way for there. I think you'll do fine. Sometimes we have a good season, sometimes we don't, you know, but some of these tips really will make a difference. So I hope that that will keep you and head you in the right direction. Okay, let me see. Jeff, are you an advocate of the charcoal toothpaste? I've seen people advertise it. What do you think about it? Well, you know, I like the idea of it, and most of the charcoal that they use in there actually comes from burnt coconut husks and shells, and that's what makes the ash that makes the charcoal. I like it. I think it's not overly abrasive. I have a lot of work done on my teeth, and even though I have enamel, plaque, and things still build up, so I find I don't use it every day. I use it maybe 3 times a week, and then my other toothpaste in between. But I do find that it just makes the teeth so smooth and so easy. It's a little offensive the first time you do it because it's really messy and you get black stuff all over the place. So my key is I use the powder. It also comes in a toothpaste. I wet my toothbrush. I have two toothbrushes. I have an electric and I have a regular toothbrush that I use when I do this. I wet the toothbrush and the powder, and then I put it inside my mouth and I go in the shower and I brush my teeth in the shower. And I'll tell you what, it's messy. You're spitting black and charcoal and stuff, but who cares? You're in the shower. It's not like you're having to clean the mirror and the vanity and the clothing and the shirt you're wearing. So you can be as messy as you want. But I find that to be the most effective way to use the charcoal toothpaste. And then sometimes I'm just kind of obsessive. I'll go out and then I'll use my regular toothpaste after I get to the sink. But like I said, I love it. I've seen people get some great whitening benefits. A lot of people that build up a lot of plaque have found great results. Some people are saying that it's really good for their gums. There is a line, My Magic Mud. Is at Stay Healthy, and they have liquids, they have mouthwash, they have tooth powders, they have toothbrushes, they have all kinds of things in their line now, and it's doing really, really well. So keep it in mind. And you could do the powder or the toothpaste. Both of them I've tried them both. I like the powder better, but it's really up to the person. You know, you could try and see what you like. But if you do it, try to do it in the shower. I guarantee you it's so much easier to clean up after because you can just spray everything down. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I think I heard you talk the other day about hyaluronic acid and dry eye. I have terribly dry eyes. I haven't been diagnosed with dry eye problem, and I think it's probably allergies. I did make some of the recommendations that you talked about a month or so ago, getting ready for allergy season. I'm just wondering if the eye formula from Hyalogic and those eye drops would be a good place to start. Yes. Absolutely. I think it'd be a great place to start. I think that all the nutrients are there. Hyaluronic acid is an internal moisturizer, so it's going to do anything. It's going to be great for the other nutrients that it's added with for helping to make your eyes healthier. And the eye drops are nice because they really do moisturize. They're very, very balancing for your eyes. And if you get the grittiness in your eyes because of allergens or pollutants or particulate that's in the air, you can use them as often as you like. I like them very much. The Similasan eye drops are also very good. They have a dry eye and an allergy drop. But I'm kind of leaning toward the hyaluronic acid because of the HA that's in there. And I do think that that's going to make a dramatic difference in the big picture on how we're doing as far as our getting healthy and really truly getting our eyes feeling moist again. Because dry eyes are an issue. And plus, we live in the desert. You know, out here in the desert, you get the dryness and then you get the dry heat. And people don't hydrate like they should. They drink tons of sodas and sports drinks. And somehow, water just does not get drank as much as it should. Better in the summer than it is in the winter. But the more we drink, the more we hydrate. And then, of course, you do want to have moisture from the inside of your body. Internal hyaluronic acid, very effective. Internal omega-3 fatty acids for those extra oils. You can do fish and or flax. You can add them to your smoothie, take them in capsule, get the liquids, however you choose, and get that internal lubrication. For people that have severely dry eye and dry skin and dry everything, I recommend the Mediterranean diet because it's loaded with great oils, oils from fish and olive oil and coconut oil and you know, making sure that you've got great supplements going in your system, internal moisture, and all keeping the body in an anti-inflammatory mode. So I think you'll do really well with that. Definitely keep that one in mind. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I wanted to say thank you. I have had a problem and been working with my gastroenterologist for a long time on my gas and bloating. And I've done the purple pill for a couple of years, went off of that, tried another medication that was through the pharmacy for my gas and bloating. And obviously, I made some minor changes to my diet, but finally, I just got to the point where I just wasn't getting any great success. One of my friends told me to drop you a note and tell you where I was and see if you had any suggestions. And you suggested I share it with my gastroenterologist, which I did. You recommended a Mediterranean diet. You recommended lots of water. You cut all the sugar and the garbage and the junk out of the diet. You also recommended that I go to stay healthy and get a strong digestive enzyme and a good probiotic, which I did. Marge helped me with that. I started using the AloLife aloe vera tablespoon morning and evening. And after about a month, I noticed a dramatic difference. And after 2 months, it seems like I rarely have any gas or bloating anymore. I do a smoothie in the morning, which I add chia seeds and ground flax and even a tablespoon of psyllium to. I have great bowel movements now, better than I've ever had. I just think that the magic kind of just worked when I put it all together. Just wanted to say thank you. I shared everything with my gastroenterologist. She was overly pleased, and I told her that I had no more problems there in that area. My bowels were moving, and she was very happy and had me make copies of everything I was doing, so that she put it in my file. But I just wanted to say thank you. You know, after so many years of suffering, you said something a couple weeks ago that made sense, and it kind of really resonated with me to make a change. It's how we put ourselves into a state of mediocrity. And you said how we learn to live unhealthy because we just feel that that's supposed to be the way it is. And it really kind of hit home and made me really realize that what I was doing was good and deserved, and that we all need to feel better. So I tell everybody about your show. I send everyone to stay healthy, and thank you for giving me my gut back. I feel good. And also, you'll love this. I'm able to eat a lot of vegetables, and for years I wasn't able to, and now I feel great. Wow. Well, congratulations. You know, I think sometimes we're kind of shocked that we can make a difference in our health and feel a difference and actually notice a difference. You know, I think that by doing so and feeling the difference, I think a lot of us are going to start thinking to ourselves, you know what? I can do this. I can make these changes, and I deserve these changes. I don't know when it was that we stopped fighting for our health. I don't know when it was that we got to the point where we just said, you know, this is just, I'm 50, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be, or, you know what, it's okay, I don't have to do that anymore, or, you know, we start having stipulations on what we can do, what we can't do, exercises, activities and things, you know, and we just kind of fall into being old at a much younger age. And these bodies are meant to go a lot longer than we give them credit for. The thing is, we have to remind them and remind ourselves that these bodies need fuel. They need energy. They need stamina. They need the tools to be able to recover and repair and rejuvenate and rehydrate and relubricate and do all the things that they need to do that when we were younger, you know, it was a lot easier because, I don't know, we just gave them to the body a lot easier and maybe we didn't need as much. But we need more today. We need to supplement our diet. We need to change what's going in our mouth. We need to change and think about the foods we're consuming. We need to move our bodies more. We need to rest our bodies more. And we need to take the stress and decompress that stress off of our bodies. And one of the big things is we need to avoid negativity. And negativity is out there all over the place. You just can't even watch the news without it, without being bombarded by it. But I mean, it's also happening at home. It's happening at work. And sooner or later, you just have to stand up and say, you know what, enough. I'm tired of this. You know, I just need to make some changes in my life. Quick story. I have a really good friend that was in a very, very good job, but she was probably more abused than anybody and also one of the biggest producers and the most educated in the office. And she was one of the few women that were there. It was mostly all men. It was a men's club. And in a very bad marriage. And produced one of the big producers at her company, traveled, did everything, well-liked in the industry, but all the problems seemed to be in her own office. And at home, very abusive, verbally abusive, not physically, but verbally abusive, home life that was just terrible. And I saw her after not seeing her for a couple of years, and she'd gained about 100 pounds, and she was eating her stress and just didn't know what to do. And I knew her when she was much younger, and she was one of those people that used to tell people, you know, be happy, you know, find happiness, do what you have to do to get your happiness. And it was a couple of years ago I saw her, and I was kind of shocked that she just looked beat up and beat down, like she lost the fight. And I said to her, I said, do you remember when you were young and you used to always tell people to fight the fight and find happy wherever you needed to go to get it? And she said, oh, yeah, I do. And I said, why aren't you doing that? And she just looked at me with a deer in the headlights look, and she said, you know, I don't know. She goes, I just lost my drive. And I said, well, I think you need to get it back. And that was all that we said. Didn't say anything else. Had a really nice lunch and caught up and, you know, and told me what she was doing and remarkable things in her industry. And then heard from her a couple months later, and she goes, I'm going to be out in Las Vegas again. She said, it was in the summer. And I said, good, we'll get together. So it was about 6 months. And I met her at a restaurant where we always meet, and I could not believe it. She looked fantastic. She had dropped about 80 pounds. There was no wedding ring. She got rid of the dead weight at home and went to work at another office where they treated her amazingly. Now, over the years, she had headhunters calling her all the time. Come to this company. They want you. They want you badly. They'll double your salary. And she just always felt obligated to stay where she was. Well, she took one of those jobs, and she's in a great job. She said, beautiful corner office, you know, looking, you know, right over the sights of New York. And wonderful people to work with, new circle of friends. And I said, wow. She said, you know, that just that ridiculous little lunch we had where you said how I used to tell people to find happiness. And I said, yeah. And she goes, I found my happy. And I said, how'd you find your happy? She goes, I got rid of my unhappy. And I said, well, there you go. But she's back to the gym and doing everything. Now, obviously, that's a wonderful story. And I hope that it would work for other people as well. But, you know, the bottom line is we have to want to make a change, whether it's to get rid of vices and bad habits, or whether it's to get out of an unhealthy relationship or career, or whether it's just to move to another place that's a healthier, better place to live, or to change what we do and how we eat and how we think and how we treat our bodies. Nobody can do that for you. But the wonderful thing is you can do these things for yourself if and when you're ready. I always tell people to try to search out as much information as you can. If you don't live out here in Las Vegas, try to find a stay healthy in your area where you get to work with people that have such amazing amounts of compassion and knowledge, where you can go into a store and be very honest about, say, this is where I am. This is all the bad stuff I'm doing. I'm trying to work my way out of this and trying to rebuild some of these empty files in my body that I've depleted and never took the time to put anything to my health savings account, if you will. And you can get great answers and great success at Stay Healthy. And I know there's some other wonderful places around the country where you find great, knowledgeable people. But you want to make sure that you're working with people that have the knowledge and, have the compassion and really want to work with you and answer your questions and be able to give you such great advice. That's what it's all about today. It's about advice. It's about passion. It's about wanting to make a change and creating an environment where you can have open dialogues. When you get more comfortable with your health and you've made changes and you have more knowledge, you can then have a better dialogue with your doctors and your medical practitioners. And most people do not. Most people go to the doctor, they tell them what's going on, and then they sit there and then they leave with a prescription. They don't ask any questions. They don't talk about natural alternatives. They don't say, what happens if I use this? What happens if I don't use it? How long can I take it? What are the side effects? Nobody really opens up those doors. They just kind of nod and just go along with the flow. I know because you've got only a short time with your doctor because they're booked so heavy, and I understand their schedules are crazy. But if you can have a little bit of a dialogue because you're more comfortable with your body, your health, and your situation, you can talk to the doctor, and be honest with them, say, look, I've done some research on this. How do you feel about using this with this, or maybe as an alternative to this? And is it possible to titrate off the other one? And can you oversee what I'm doing? And then if I find out that it doesn't do anything, I can work my way back to the prescription and be able to have that dialogue. Doesn't that sound like something everybody would like to do, to be able to be in a little bit more in charge of your health? I think so. I think that would be great. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, some more of your great questions and maybe some ideas that might make things a little bit better and healthier for you on your healthy journey. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic aged garlic extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find Stay Healthy now in its fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit the store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go in and bring your questions with you and check out the great selection. It's a full-service store, so you'll walk out with knowledge, information, great products, and peace of mind. Today we're doing questions, your questions that have come in. And remember, if you go to Facebook and you go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and just click the like button, you'll be able to share information with me, read some of the posts that I do every day throughout the day. And also, if you want to leave your questions, I can answer your questions right there on the Facebook page. Some people like them done privately. That's fine, too. I'll send them back to you. But if you choose to, I can answer them there. Then other people can learn from the questions as well. So please do that. If you're on Facebook, just type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-B-U-R-K-E. And we'll start connecting even more. And we'll be able to stay connected through great information every single day. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I was at Stay Healthy the other day, and I was using the CBD Ideal from Barlean's. I really like it. It's done well for me. I work for a company where my boss is like, go ahead and use it. And recreationally, they don't even have a problem with people using cannabis, but I choose the CBD because of the benefit. I was in the other day and I saw that there's capsules also available, and they also have an emulsion called Seriously Something. And I'm just deciding, which one do I use? Which one is better? Do you have a preference? I like them all. I like the capsules when I'm traveling. I like the liquid tincture during the day, first thing in the morning. I'll usually take that in the morning. The Seriously Delicious, this is an emulsion. And when you use an emulsion, you're using something where they've been able to break down the molecules to micromolecules, meaning that they're going to get in the system more effectively and get into the bloodstream better. You know, a lot of people today have terrible digestion and terrible assimilation, and they're not able to get the full benefits out of their products that they're using, vitamins and even food and even sometimes medication. So for those people, it's wonderful. And they do have other flavors coming up, but I will tell you, one of the cool things is if you decide to try this one, this one is a chocolate mint. It tastes like an after dinner mint. It is so delicious. At Expo, people were trying it, standing in line to try it right off the spoon, because that's the great thing. You take it right off the spoon. The full serving is 25 milligrams of CBD in one teaspoon. So it's very effective, a really good hearty dose, and it tastes absolutely delicious. So for people that are looking for something that really tastes good, like there are some people that taste CBD and they're like, oh, just the taste of it's a little strong. I have people that take a little shot glass with a little juice, and they put their CBD in the top of it right at the juice, and then they just drink it. They just do like a little shooter with a little bit of juice and the CBD. It tastes really good. You taste the juice, but you also get the benefit as well. I have some people that put it with a little juice, and they swish it around their mouth and gargle with it. They want to get it in through every delivery system possible. So you can really be creative. I like the capsules. The capsules are wonderful. I really don't have a favorite. I think it depends on where you fall into the digestive conundrum. I think the bottom line is get it in. Let it do what it can do for you. Let it make a benefit, and let you find out what it's going to do for you. Because I think that's really important. It's all about, what does it do for me? And I think a lot of people are getting great feedback, and the studies and the research is going really strong. And I think that's great. But what I've learned also is that when you really decide to get healthy, you just have to listen to your body. And that may be awkward for some people because sometimes our bodies are yelling and screaming at us rather than being supportive, they're yelling. And that's okay. We need to realize that we may have not been doing good things for a long time, but I think you're going to find amazing, amazing, wonderful things on CBD. And while I'm talking about CBD, I am doing with Barlean's on this Wednesday at 11 a.m. You can go to my Facebook site. It's Dr. Jeffrey Burke. And you can also go to the Stay Healthy site as well, their Facebook, and you'll see the webinar that we're doing Wednesday. It's an athlete webinar on athletes and CBD, but there's just so much good information that Ola and I will be talking about on the webinar. And all you have to do is register, and then you can sit at home and listen right through your computer. I think you'll enjoy it. I think it's good information. I think you'll walk away with a lot of aha moments and be able to get a better understanding because this is going nowhere. This is going only up and out. You're going to be learning more and more about CBD. You know, tune in and find out maybe if you're a candidate and if it's something that you want to look into and learn a little bit more. I think you'll find it to be a great webinar. It'll be about 45 minutes to an hour, and we're even going to do some Q&A right through your computer. You'll be able to ask questions at the very end, and I know we would welcome those. So if you are interested in that webinar and learning a lot about the CBD you're getting at Stay Healthy, and you know you're using the Barlean's, the Ideal, or the Organic, or the Capsules, or the Seriously Delicious, and you want to learn a little bit more, this webinar is going to be great. It's actually this Wednesday, the 24th at 11 a.m. And like I said, you can register through my Facebook page. I just did a post this morning, so it'll be right at the top of my page. And you can just click on it and register. And you can do it at Stay Healthy. I think they posted it on Friday. So just go back a little bit and you can register. I hope to have a bunch of you there. A lot of people are signing up. I'd love to add you all to the list. It'll be another way for us to stay connected. Hope that answered your question. Let me see. Jeff, I'm going to be traveling to the Middle East, and I've gotten really healthy over the years listening to you. One of my problems is during the day at home, I get up every hour or so and walk because my muscles get really tight in my lower back. Sometimes they spasm. I did anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants for years. I don't take those anymore because my body's really clean and I don't have any junk in it at all. My question is, I'm going to be on the plane for a long time. Now, it is a really amazing plane where we actually will have our own little quarters where I can actually lay down if I want to, but I know that I'm going to be getting up. What is the best thing that I can use? Well, if you're looking for convenience, the Trace Mineral Research Power Packs would be awesome. And you could put one of those in your bottle of water every time you drink a bottle of water. I think it'd be amazing. And you might also want to carry a small little size of the liquid concentrated trace minerals because you could put a couple drops of that in there as well. That will keep the muscles more relaxed. The magnesium is very, very good. You can also talk to them at Stay Healthy about the magnesium oil. Now that you can put in a small bottle and you can massage it on the back of your calves and your lower back, it'll help to relax those muscles. Magnesium is a great key in this area. And the other thing is don't dehydrate. I know you're doing good things, but make sure that you're increasing your water as well. And I think you'll do really well. I have a lot of people that travel to the Middle East, and a lot of them do have muscle problems, restless legs and that kind of stuff. And they don't want to be just jumping up out of the seat, you know, and walking down the aisle, which they end up doing sometimes too. So what you should do is take some of the power packs. I would take a whole box or two with you, put them in a Ziploc bag, put them in your luggage, but carry definitely some in your overnight so they'll be inside the plane with you. Take a small little bottle of the concentrated trace mineral drops that you can once again add with your power packs to all your waters. I mean, you may be drinking other things on the plane, but make sure you're drinking plenty of water. And then you might want to just put a small little container of the magnesium oil that you can massage into the back of your calves, the bottoms of your feet, your toes, the lower back. And I'll tell you what, I think you'll rest well. I think you'll feel good. I don't think you'll tighten up. I mean, this is a great line of defense. It's about the best we can do. So this is the best suggestion I can make for you. And as many people as I have that are around going through a lot of travel around the globe, this is some suggestions I made to them. And I would say I'm batting about 70 or 80%, and that's pretty good. And I think some of the ones that are not getting good results or might not be doing as much as they should be, because I think that you, if you're doing this, you're going to see some pretty good results. Okay. Jeff, I talked to you about 2 months ago about dry skin. I increased my internal oils, a lot of fish oils, flaxseed oil, and actually I had a blood work done, and after 2 months, my doctor said many of my levels were so much better and asked what I was doing because my cholesterol had gone down, my triglycerides had gone down, my HDL had gone up dramatically, so my doctor was very pleased. She said, keep doing what you're doing. But now I'm really thinking about the dryness of my skin that has got better, but my face has not changed as much as I wanted to. Maybe the last place that we want to change is the last place it works. Yeah, I agree with that. Do you have something that you recommend for the skin that's for sensitive skin? Well, you know, there's many, many lines of amazing natural cosmetics that stay healthy. I would say go in and talk with them about the wonderful lines of moisturizers and under eye creams and scrubs and all the facial stuff that's available. But there's two things I might want to recommend. The squalane oil, use that in the morning after your shower. You can apply your makeup and stuff after. Penetrates beautifully. And then at night, the Moroccan argan oil. It's a little thicker, but it will do a lot of moisturizing and really just amazing softening of the skin while you're sleeping. Those two things in their own right will do amazing things. And then if you want to bring in a skincare system, they can definitely help you at stay healthy and recommend one without all the chemicals and the alcohol and all that kind of garbage. But I'm a huge believer in the squalane oil in the morning and the Moroccan argan oil at night. I do that routine. I carry them with me when I travel. Been doing it for a long time. And you know, the people that I know that are like now in their 70s and 80s that started on the squalane oil when I started talking about it like 25 years ago, who have continued to use it, their skin looks awesome. They have just dodge some of the mother nature tap dancing on their face. And I think it's because they really took the time to use this deep penetrating, fine grade, non-greasy oil. I have a lot of guys that use it as well. I'll tell you what, when you get done ripping your face apart with your razor in the morning, you take that squalane oil and apply it to your face. It penetrates really well. It takes out the dry areas. It softens those razor scrapes on your face and your chin and your neck, and it really makes your skin look good. And I've got just as many guys using a coat of the Moroccan argan oil at night. We want our skin to look good too. You know, everybody wants to put their best face forward. You know, so there's nothing wrong with taking the time to put some good things on your skin, because we take a lot off and the environment takes a lot out of our diet and our body and our skin and our health in general. So let's put some good stuff back in and on our body. So I would try that, the squalane oil, the Moroccan argan oil, and then talk with them at Stay Healthy about a good, healthy skincare system. Let me see. Jeff, do you have a choice between cranberry capsules and cranberry juice? I was getting some urinary tract problems, and my friend said to go pick them up. I looked around in the grocery store and saw a lot of cranberry juices, and my friend was with me and told me to read the labels. It all had sugar and other kinds of corn syrup and other kinds of sweeteners in there, and I guess that's not what I want. What do I look for when I go to Stay Healthy, and is there a better preference between the two? I like them both, and if you're fighting a lot of urinary tract problems, talk with your urologist, but you can use a combination of both. You can use the cranberry capsules during the day. You can get the cranberry juice, the unsweetened. It's a quart, but really that's only about 5 or 6 glasses when you really look at it. It's better to get the cranberry concentrate and put a teaspoon in like 6 ounces of water. It's very tart. I mean, you're going to pucker tart. But that's the way it's supposed to be because, you know, it doesn't have the sugar in there. If it tastes like red sugar water, you're not going to get the benefit. It tastes like tart red water, you're going to get the benefit. I like recommending both. Now, some people can't handle the tartness, so the capsules would be their best friend. But I have people that have major problems with urinary tract and bladder kidney problems, and their urologist will recommend cranberry to them. So you have your choice of both, but get the unsweetened cranberry concentrate or the unsweetened cranberry juice, and then the best capsules you can get at Stay Healthy. They have some really great choices on everything. But I'll tell you what, it does make a difference. And this is something you want to use on a daily basis, because if you wait until you have a problem, then you have a problem. But if you can build up that, make things slippery so they don't adhere and they don't stick through the urinary tract and the bladder and the kidneys, and if you can fight some of that bacteria in there along the way, you might be able to get some of these UTIs under control. Because if nobody's ever had one, they are uncomfortable, they are painful, and they are annoying. and guys get them too. I have a lot of men that use these as well, the same program, and some of them were getting prostatitis, prostate infections, and they find great relief because their urologists are recommending the same thing to them. So you can do both of those at Stay Healthy, and they'll help you pick a good one. Let me see. Jeff, do you have a preference between flaxseed oil and fish oil? No, I like them both. And I think that if you are a vegetarian, obviously flaxseed oil is your main choice if you're vegan or vegetarian. But if you're not, you can use either one. And they both bring similar but also different things to the body. If I'm making a smoothie, I'll throw a tablespoon of flaxseed oil in there, the high lignin, and I'll throw in either the Seriously Delicious product in there or one of the flavors, or I'll just throw some fish oil in there, cod liver oil, or something that I've got in the refrigerator. I like both. I don't want to choose. I mean, people want to choose. That's fine. I mean, I think to myself, if I could bring both of them in, I'm getting a little bit more than what I would get if I just had one. The other thing is I don't like to choose between flax meal and chia seeds. Chia seeds add a lot more moisture and bring more moisture to the body, but it's an omega-3. Flax seeds, they have to be ground into like a meal. That's why I like the Fortiflax because it's already done. I could just scoop it and throw it in there or add it to my cereals or smoothies or whatever. But I choose both of those as well. I figure if I'm already going to the trouble to make a smoothie, and I've got my flavoring in there, you know, my fruits, and I've got my beverage, almond milk or water or whatever, and I've got ice cubes, and I threw a tablespoon of yogurt in there, and I threw some protein powder, and then I add my oils and my fibers and some ice cubes. You know, I think to myself, why not just make it as cram-packed of stuff as I possibly can and start my day off really with something powerful? You know, when I hear people that just like to throw fruit and water and have like a fruity smoothie in the morning, I think to myself, you know, that's great. You know, getting some good fruits and it's a great way to start the day. But you could up that a notch. Throw in some protein, make it a meal. Throw in some omega-3 and make it, you know, even better for your skin internally. You know, throw in some greens and really turn it into something. You know, so you can amp them up a little bit and make them so much better. But if you're just throwing fruit and water in there and ice, that's fine. That's a great way to start the day. But if you could make it do more for you, maybe you'd want to do that. And it's not hard to do. You could just, I keep everything's out. I have containers, like glass jars all over my center island on the end, and my blender's there. And I just scoop from everything and throw it in there. I throw walnuts in there. I like throwing almonds, macadamia nuts in there as well, Brazil nuts, pecans. They're all raw. I mean, I'll throw those in there as well. I mean, I just like it to be, sometimes it's really thick and I got to eat it with a spoon, but I don't care because it's really good and you get full and you don't want anything else, you know, for the morning, and everybody else is hanging in the, on the vending machines and the coffee pots. And you're thinking, wow, I've got all this energy, you know, cause you amped up your breakfast and took it to the next level. And that's so much better than stopping at a fast food restaurant and getting a biscuit sandwich or something like that, because that's not going to do anything for you. It's just going to settle your stomach and make it feel like there's something there. And an hour later, you're going to be hungry and tired. So why not try something different? I think you will enjoy it. The other thing that I think we need to think about today is, you know, getting ready for the summer. And getting ready for the summer is really important because this is hydration mode. You know, it's the time of the year when it's not too hard for me to make people drink water. But if you're going to be outside and you're weekend warriors, you guys are traveling and camping, going to the water parks, you're outside at the horses at the corrals or at the dog parks, you know, always carry water with you. But turn your water into something a little better. Make it better, make it wetter, make it more substantial. You know, put in some of the trace mineral concentrated drops in there. Throw in a couple, two, three of the power packs into like your, let's say, your gallon of water. So when you're drinking it, you're getting more than just wetness. You're getting rehydrating mode and mineral elasticity and all that good, wonderful stuff. You know, I have a lot of people out here that all year work on landscaping, and they do drywall, they do iron work, they do roofs, they work on the golf courses. They're outside in the elements when it's cold and when it's hot. And many of them have learned that drinking water throughout the year is as important, you know, more important than anything. And it's not just the summer. It's all year long. And I have a lot of the bosses and a lot of the crew leaders, they get those like 15, 20 gallon containers, the big ones, and they'll throw like lemonade mix in there and water and ice, and they'll put in trace mineral drops. They'll make sure there's plenty of that in there, some powdered magnesium. They throw all the good stuff in there. So when the guys are drinking it during the day, and the women, excuse me, are drinking it during the day, they're getting something to keep them healthier, and they're not wrung out by the heat. They're putting back in their electrolytes and their minerals, and that's really, really important. If you're at the water park with your kids, you got one of those big containers, or you take their water bottles, put some of those power packs in there, shake them up, and just give them the bottle and let them drink it. They'll love the taste. You'll feel good because they're getting minerals and electrolytes. They'll feel good because they think they're getting something sweet, not good for them, and everybody's happy. So save your water bottles rather than letting them go to a landfill. You know, if you get the good size water bottles, save them. You can refill them and refill them and refill them, and they really do make a difference. So definitely keep that in mind. Hopefully some good information came your way today. Keep those questions coming. Remember, if you'd like to register for the webinar for Wednesday, you can go to my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, or go to Stay Healthy's Facebook page. You can click on the webinar and click to register. I'd love to chat with you all on Wednesday. So let's look forward to that. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make them your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're just really good at what they do. The most knowledgeable staff, the most educated staff, the best customer service, all of it in a full service environment with the most up-to-date, high integrity, high quality products in every category. And if it's not there, there's a reason why they're not carrying it. So for what they do carry, which is the best in every category, be a great place for you to start, maintain your healthy journey, and be able to get your questions answered. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember, go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Start getting newsletters, which are loaded with information. Read all the industry articles on the homepage of their webpage. And also start getting coupons and all the good stuff just for working with them and going in and joining their Facebook page and their webpage. They want to keep you connected. They want you to get great knowledge so you can make better decisive decisions and then be able to have an open dialogue with your practitioners. It's all good stuff. Remember, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in today. This was fun. I love doing these kind of shows. I've been doing them for decades, but it gives us a chance to answer some questions in a lot of different areas and be able to get off one solid topic for the hour. I love those too, but sometimes it's good to just kind of connect and kind of be able to hit things that might just hit home with other people who didn't write the letter, but maybe wanted to and just didn't take the time to do it. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guests in the industry, the topics that are relevant for today's world, and always making sure that we can walk away with more information than we had when we sat down to listen to the show. It's about getting more knowledgeable. It's about educating ourselves. And when you think about all the things that we do every single day, all the things that we put ourselves through, wouldn't it be great to just be so much more knowledgeable about your health, be able to listen to your body and make changes? I think it'd be wonderful. I think we just need to make sure that we're doing that, and we're putting ourselves into a healthier way of looking, a healthier way of living, and a healthier way of feeling better than we have in a long, long time. We want to do everything we can for other parts of our life, like the best smartphone, the best computer, the best cars, clothes, travel, all that. And that is wonderful. That's all part of life. But you know what? If you're not healthy enough to enjoy it, and you're not healthy enough to be able to savor all the hard work that you've worked for and be able to be healthy enough to do it, you're not going to be able to enjoy it. So let's focus on our health. Let's take ourselves off the back burner. Let's put ourselves into a priority seat and start listening to our body and making changes, because without it, we're going to crash and burn. And it's just a terrible thing to be able to have to go through. So treat yourself amazingly well, and don't do it alone. Go to Stay Healthy and let them work with you, because I guarantee you they're going to change your life in much better ways than you ever thought possible. Have a great day. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.